come and celebrate the love of God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your overwhelming love this morning. Thank you because we know that at the end of this service, we'll leave here with an assurance that you are a faithful God and that you keep your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Help me greet someone beside you. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, it's good to be back home. I don't go lie, I miss you now, this one, Sha. But God has been faithful. After 22 cities, 5 countries, no plane crash, no train crash, no car accidents, families stronger all over the world, God has been faithful. Help me celebrate Jesus one more time. So you guys have been, praise God, you guys have been learned. We've been talking about God, and I hear you guys have been enjoying yourselves. Hallelujah. I watched Pastor Wale last week, and I was blown away. I said, Pastor K, there's no need for us to go back to Nigeria. There's nothing we are doing there again. Pastor Chike preach, Pastor Wale, there's no need again. Abi? Ah. Okay, so this morning, I just want to share a few things. It's not going to be such a long message. I'm just going to share a few things. One of the things that God has just been speaking to me about, and one of the things that he's dropped in my heart. Let's start from Ephesians 1:19, the Passion Translation. It says, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Made available to you how? Through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. So God, from this scripture, is telling us that he wants your life. He wants to use you to show off. He wants to use you to show the world what he's capable of. He wants to use you to show the world that he's a God who deals in impossibilities. And when I heard this theme, but God, I was so excited because every time I hear the word but, it tells me that it means that there was a certain situation. And then when the word but was introduced, it meant that there was a different direction that it took. That's why I know that no matter how it looks now and the way things are happening in your life, there's a but God. I said there's a but God. And I know that your hallelujah is not loud enough because I've not begun to show you the kind of God that you serve. Let's start from Genesis 8. I read verse 1. It says, but God remembered Noah. Somebody say, but God. God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock with him in the boat. And he sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood waters began to recede. Now, if you read this scripture like this, you may not really understand the import of that word, but God. But like I said to you, when you see but, it means that something was happening before this that has suddenly changed. So maybe we need to find out what was happening before it changed. And so in Genesis 7, God had told Noah to go into the ark with animals and his family. And the Bible says that God had told him at the beginning that it would rain for 40 days and 40 nights. He had a time span for the rain. Now, what God didn't tell him, after he entered the boat and God shut the door, remember it was God that shut the door, meaning who will open it? Good. So God shut him up in that place with his family and with the animals. And it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. However, after that, the Bible says that they had been in the boat for 150 days. God told him how long it would rain, but he didn't tell him how long it would take for the flood to recede. So Noah was in that boat. Maybe he has started quarreling with his wife, or his children have started quarreling. In-laws, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they started quarreling. And it was getting a bit too much. And so Noah was locked up in that place. And the Bible tells us in verse 1 of chapter 8, but God. A but God situation was introduced. It says that, but God remembered him. Not that God had forgotten him, but God brought him to the forefront and began to work a miracle in his life. And that's why I know that your case will not be different. This year, I don't know how difficult it's been. Some of us feel like we've been locked up in that ark in this Nigeria. You won't run anywhere where you go, they block your visa. Maybe God locked the door. He says, but God. Somebody say, but God. Say, but God. He said, God sent a wind to blow across the earth and the flood waters began to recede. Listen to me. This year, every flood water in your life will recede. Everywhere that it seems that it is overwhelming. When you are in a flood, it looks overwhelming. You can't move forward. Everything's messed up. Things are destroyed. Listen. Everywhere there seems to be a flood water, the Bible says that, but God will cause it to recede in the name of Jesus. I thought I would hear a louder amen than that. So no one knew what it was to encounter a but God situation. But if you look at Jacob as well, Jacob was one person who was experienced in but God situations. And Jacob was not the most righteous person. Jacob had messed up, he had deceived his father, stolen his brother's birthright, and then he ran away. And when he ran to his uncle, his mother's brother, ran to his uncle Laban. And every time he tried to prosper, Laban blocked it. Laban sounds to me like Nigeria right now. Every time he tried to make progress, Laban blocked him. But you see, Jacob came to understand that he serves a but God. Look at Genesis 31, verse 7. This is Jacob speaking. He said, yes, your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. What do you see there? I can't hear you, DCC Island. He said he had changed the dollar rates 10 times. But God. He has changed the price of fuel 10 times. But God. They have reduced our salary. But God. But God, he said, God has not allowed you to do me any harm. No matter the price of fuel in this country, you will make it. Yeah. I thought I'd hear a louder and more believing amen. Yeah. No matter the price of dollar rate, you will make it. Yeah. He said, but God did not allow him to do me any harm. Jump to verse 23 and 24. He said he took his kinsmen with him. This is Laban, chasing after him and pursued him for 7 days and followed close after him into the hill country of Gilead. What does he say next? He says, but God. He says, but God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream by night and said to him, be careful. Hi. God will warn your enemies on your behalf. See, there's a fight you fight by yourself, and there's a fight that God fights for you. When Abimelech took Abraham's wife, Sarah, Abraham could not fight. God went by night and told him, you are a dead man. When God fights for you, there's a difference. He said he chased him down, but God went to meet him in the night and said, be careful. Do you know who you are talking to? Do you know who you're playing with? Be careful. He says, but God. But God. Look at verse 42. Jacob. I'm telling you, Jacob experienced it many times. He experienced the but God situations in his life. He said, if the God of my father, verse 42, if the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. What did he say? But God. He said, but God has seen my hardship and the toils of my hand. And last night he rebuked you. Every negative situation in your life, but God will rebuke it. I thought I would hear a louder amen. See, listen to me. Don't let them take your faith and don't let them take your voice. Don't let them take what? Your faith and don't let them take your voice. Those are the two things that you have in this season. Whatever you are going through, if you can speak, you can come out of it. Whatever you're going through, if you have faith and patience, you can come out of it. Because you serve a but God. And after he had experienced this, the Bible says that when he found his son Joseph, I mean, Jacob had many negative situations in his life. He had his sons ganged up against his favorite child and threw him into a pit. That was not enough. Sold him to slavery. How you get mind? Say your own brother, you get mind. Sold him to slavery. The boy still suffer. And then apart from that, they went home and told their father that a wild animal has killed this boy. And they brought proof. They took his jacket with blood and brought it to him and said, see, your son is dead. But God, no matter how long it took, Jacob was brought to his son. Let me tell you, it may look like it is delayed, but it's definitely not denial. No matter how that situation, listen, tell yourself, but God. I said, tell yourself, but God. It may look like it's not working now. Say, but God. It looked like the year is coming to an end and nobody has proposed to you, but God. They say you can't pay rent. I'm telling you, God has said to you, you'll be a landlord, but God. You need to keep reminding yourself. You've prayed for 15 years. You don't have a child. Listen to me, but God. You must get to the point where you are convinced. And that's what the but God situations come to do in your life. They give you conviction, strong conviction, to know who you serve, whose you are. You will first understand when you see consistent but God. You know what a but God situation is? You know when we go about and say that all things work together for our good? Because we love God and because we are the called according to his purpose. You understand that you are the called. You understand that you are chosen. You understand that God knows whose child you are. So anytime things are working negatively, he comes and rescues you. That's a but God situation. So no matter how long it took, Jacob probably had it at the back of his mind that I will not die until I see my son again. And so when God connected him back to his son, look at Genesis 48, 21. I want to show you something here. When I read this scripture, I read this scripture and the scripture I'm going to read to you after it. It showed me that there are some things we must pass to our children. We must understand that when you say, but God, you are telling yourself that he's a God of covenant. You are saying it's not just a situation, it's a name of God. He's a but God. That anything can be going wrong, but when my but God shows up, the situation will change. And so, Israel, by this time, God had changed his name to Israel from Jacob. So Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am about to die. See the next thing he said, but God. He says, I'm going to die, but God will be with you. I read this thing this morning, and I was saying to myself, I mean, we can just read it as, but God. No, he was saying to him, the but God, the God that all things may be impossible, but with God, it is possible. That same God, when you say God is a but God, you are saying he's a faithful God. When you say he's a but God, you are saying he's an intentional God. When you say he's a but God, you're saying he's the God that specializes in impossibilities. That's the God that he was introducing to his son. He said, I may not be here. And you are thinking that the covenant dies with me. He says, no. But God, the living God, will be with you. And he will take you back to the land of your fathers. Now, see the interesting thing. After Israel died, Joseph's brothers were afraid that now this guy is going to revenge. And rightfully so, because like Sinami didn't sell. If my papa no need to die safe, my papa would just be six more. Then I will not put all of them outside. He will say, where are they? I say, oh, they went to look for cure. They don't say I don't put them for prison. They were all afraid. But look at Genesis 50, verse 20. They came. We are now your servants. They talk nonsense. See what he answered them. Because yes, who didn't catch with thief? When people are now in difficult situation, they now be forced to be humble. So they came to humble themselves before him. See what he said to them. He said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. So in other words, he was saying, all things work together for good because God loves me and because I am called according to his purpose. There's a purpose he was trying to fulfill. He was trying to save all of you alive. So he said, I'm not even looking at you people. There's a but God in my life. Every time things seem not to be working, all I need to do is look to God because there's a but God situation coming. And that's what I've come to announce to you today. Because I know that as the year is rounding up, some of us are beginning to think, at the beginning of this year, they said we will flourish. They said this year is going to be the year. The year, no year. You know, flourish, because you don't plan how you go. You go on vacation, how you buy cars. Dollar rate is not anybody. It's not smiling with anybody. But God. Tell your neighbor, but God. In the same way that the Bible says that but God remembered Noah, that but God fought Laban on Jacob's behalf. But God, the same way God will fight for you. Whatever situation you're going through, whatever challenges that you're faced with, I've come to announce to you this morning that you have a but God. And the only way you can activate the power of that but God is to begin to speak to your situation. You need to remind your situation, but God. You check your bank balance, say, but God. It's not looking like it, say, but God. You go for that job interview and they're not, but God. No matter what is going on, but God. Your landlord comes downstairs to shout at you again. But God. And listen, if you're going to win, you have to be louder than the enemy. So when Satan comes to tell you anything, you see, this but God is the same way Jesus was telling him, it is written. The same way. And like I said to you, because I started this message saying to you that God wants to use your life as an advertisement. You know, there are some messages that you preach with words. There are some that you preach without words. People can argue with you when you are saying God is real. According to Genesis, something, something. According to Genesis. There are some testimonies that when people hear it, they're the one that will say, there's God, And that's what God wants to do with your life. God wants to bless you even in the midst of all of the chaos that is going on right now. Listen to me. Listen. Others may say that there's a casting down. What will your response be? But God. It may get harder for others. But once people are complaining, what you need to say is, but God. And I need you to start to practice it now. Because when you go outside there, it's easy to hear these messages and shout and jump and clap. When you go outside there, as you want to enter the bus, they say, price don't change, Hope say you owe your money. What do you tell yourself? But God. But God. But God. You need to keep saying it till you believe it. But God. But God. Every child of God is entitled to but God situations. And that includes you. 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Passion Translation. Every single one of us is entitled to a but God moment in our lives. Everyone. I'm sure by now, those that know me know this is my go-to. Because this scripture, if you are living in Nigeria and your president is your president, whether you voted him or not is irrelevant. It's your president. You need this scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, we all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. Whatever you're going through is normal. See, it just looks like it's a lot. Because now, how much is dollar now? One waiting, I know the year. 1.3 something, like 1.4 or 1.5. It's irrelevant. Let me tell you why. The reason why you're complaining is because in your time it's 1.5. That time when it was 1.50, our parents who complained. Because there was a time when Naira was higher than dollar. So they complained. There was a time when pound was 1 to 1. I still hear my parents, they talk when I small. 1 to 1. My parents will go and shop in London and come back to Nigeria and give birth to us. Because who wants to give birth to their children abroad? Nigeria was good. So they would travel abroad to go and buy cloth. No, mommy, you go born me there, then buy cloth here. It's kind of... Because see what they don't do me now. I'll go, they stand for embassy. You had the money to go there and buy clothes and come and wear me here. What? Wait, because I'm time here and cry, I don't care. Just born me there and give me passports. And I would have been a British citizen because by the time I was born, they still used to give immediately you are born. Well, born me there. But this thing that you're complaining about is normal. It just goes round. It's a cycle. It goes round. It's a cycle. Our parents too thought it was really hard. Our parents thought it was really tough, but they raised 10 children. You win a 1.5, you they born now. Yes, now you born one, then you share one with your sister. Sometimes you come for holidays, sometimes I know if you born 2 complete children. 1.5. 6 months with you, 6 months with me. Where's DJ? He says, boy, it's normal for every human being. You have to first break the power of thinking that it is it's too much. I can't handle it. I'm overwhelmed. It's normal. Then he says, even though it's normal, but God. If you understand the scripture, you'll be celebrating there. These things that everybody is going through that was not curated for just you. He says, even in that situation, but God. God will still show up. He will be faithful to who? To you. So he's not working. He no concern you because God will be faithful to you. He says he will screen and filter the severity, the nature, and the timing. Don't you notice that it may be hard, but you are still surviving? The bills are increasing, but you are still paying them. You are still making money. They say dollar has gone up. What will happen? The worst that can happen is you will get international jobs. But God. Somebody say, but God. It must favor you. Anyhow they do it, it must favor you. Somebody say, but God. See, God will be faithful to you. He said he will filter it so that you can bear it. And each test, what we're going through now, is an opportunity to trust him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you. Not for everybody. That's why I say he's a but God. You don't understand. Other people are struggling with you. God will just come and say, see, this reminds me of when I was in, I got into command, just one. So we had, when we got into school, Pascal and I were in the same school, secondary school. When we got into school, it was a military school. I went to a military secondary school, boarding school. And that was my first time of being away from home. Ajebota Orobo. Do you understand? Looking like fresh bread. So when we got to school, our commandant said that these are our sets. They are commandant's babies. So they don't punish us. We had 1 month of grace. They shouldn't punish us. We shouldn't do house chores, everything. So that first month that we entered school, boarding school is not so bad. My friends were even crying that they are homesick. I'm like, why? What's wrong? They're giving us food. They're taking care of us. You know, they were not counting for us to bath, nothing. After the month of grace, we went to a dining hall. We were just sitting in dining hall. And then all this while, there was this senior. He was in SS2. He was following me about. He wants to be my school father. He wants to be my school father. I said, my parents said, I don't need school father. I didn't even know their school father or school mother. I didn't know them. I didn't understand the concept. So he was following me about, but I didn't answer him. And he was in charge of the cadets in school. So he was the top guy. Follow me about, though. Me, I was a smallie. What do I know? He would just come out, find girl, buy chocolates, buy this. Blah, blah. I would say, I don't, my mom is, even myself now, nah, they love myself. I said, my mom is, I should not collect anything from anybody. My friends will collect it in chop-pam. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? One girl even used to follow me, but I want you to be my school father. He would say, no, this is the girl I want. So that day we're sitting down. Me, I was sitting by the window. Like our tables were, there's a way the tables are, windows are open, no glass in the windows. So that day, we're just sitting next thing.
We just saw seniors entering with cutlass, different things. They just came, banged on the table. Pa, pa, pa. Just one student. If you know your father is a bastard, don't get under the table. Eh? My father is a bastard. I say, what's happening here? What's happening? They just, everybody, all of us just said, people started crying. We're shaking. Hey, I say, God. It's education by force. I was shaking. I just heard, Mildred, Mildred. I say, who is calling me now? They want to single me out now to come and kill me. Who is calling me? I just say, Mildred, Mildred. I just turned my head. I saw Senior Mustafa. Senior Mustafa say, see, I'm going to carry you through the window. They're really going to punish all of you. I'm going to carry you through the window. I don't remember that my mother said she knew how to school fire. We were all going through that trial, just one student. All of us. But God. Hey! But God. God had provided a way of escape. That's how Senior Mustafa, I thank God that he was in charge of cadets, so they used to exercise. Because I for take carry fresh bread. Or rubber. I said, just like, he just said, I'll carry you through the window. Now, so he just lift me, boom, don't put me down, bah, ah. I didn't just come out. I came out of it victoriously. Every single JS1 student crawled out of that dining hall and they were belting them. Every single one. I should say they belt Pastor K. Because he was in JS1 that time, never spoil. So they must have belted him. Every single one. And I'm telling you, I know firsthand what it means for someone to make a way of escape that will bring you out victoriously. Now, the smart thing about that, my friend that was always following me about and saying she wanted me to be school father. As they carry me out, they shout, Senior Mustafa, you are my school father. That's how they carried Tata too, carried her out. And two of us came out victoriously. Now, what do you think happened for as long as Pastor Mustafa, Brother Senior Mustafa, isn't that Pastor Mustafa? Church, don't scatter my head. What do you think happened for as long as Senior Mustafa was in that school? He was faithful. What gave Jacob confidence? He had seen many but God moments. That's why he would tell his son, Joseph. And Joseph, too, now encountered the but God. I'm here to tell you today that there's a but God. And he's not just a but God that is afar off. He's the God that deals in the affairs of men and is interested in you. I started by announcing to you that God wants to use your life as advertisement. God wants to show the world what he can do in your life. Listen. Listen. I'm going to give you a chance to jump up now. Wait. These are people that make preaching sweet. Thank you. But some people, they look at me like, say, but God. I blame you. You know, just they come from America, but God. How you not going to talk but God? That's what I'm telling you, that I serve a but God. You can either be jealous or you can join me this morning and say, but God. He said, but God. My but God will show up for me. No matter what anybody thinks, my God, God will make a way for me this morning. Somebody shout hallelujah. Listen, Senior Mustafa could have carried me and carried my fellow Orobo Tata and gotten tired, which I think he did, to be honest. But we serve the El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. And breastfeeding mothers know this, that it's a case of demand and supply. The more you pull on a nursing mother, the more the milk flows. So when you serve a multi-breasted one, when Pastor Chike pulls, he'll be fed. When Pastor Yemi pulls, he'll be fed. When Ogbolo pulls, he'll be fed. Once you pull on him, you'll be fed. Listen to me. I don't care what that situation is. I know that it's there. I know that it's there because I live in this country with you. I know that it's there because I know Satan hates you and he wants to get at you. I know that it's there. But listen, there's only one answer. Somebody shout, but God.
I said, somebody shout, but God. I need you to shout it like you believe it this morning. It may get hard in this country. Somebody say, but God. They may sack people in the office. Somebody say, but God. My rent may be due, but somebody say, but God. Naira and dollar may be fighting, but somebody say, but God. I said, shout, but God.
But for God. But for God. But for God. But for God. But for God. But for God. But for God.
Unfair for me to leave without allowing someone who came here today and doesn't know this God. He's the but God, the one who looks out for his own. So this morning I want to give you a chance if you're here. Don't sit. We're almost done. We're almost gone. I want to give you a chance this morning to give your heart to Jesus. Listen, he fights for his own. God will be faithful to you. There may be gross darkness because more darkness is coming. Is this dollar you're worried about? Worst things are going to happen. But listen, but God will make a way of escape for you. And he's giving you an offer this morning. If you come to the winning side, God will rescue you. So if there's anybody in the room this morning, let me just pray with you. Let me just pray with you. Can I see your hand? If you want to make that commitment and say, God, I need you. Make that boldness and come and stand with me here. Come and stand on the winning side. Come out this morning. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Please come out, come out, come out, come out. Let me stand with you. Let me pray with you. You've already put up your hand. Take a bold step and come forward. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Makalo do shata liyamandegele. Ibrahale bo shata. Ikando koze lelede shata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, you don't even know what God can do with your lives. But God, this God that I serve, he can take a nobody and make you a somebody. There will be times from now when you will look at your life and you will wonder, how did I get here? But God. Just put your hand on your chest and say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you died for me and that you rose up again for me on the third day. I believe that because of what you did, I am now born again. My name is written in the book of life. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I thank you for this once. I declare that they are preserved, they are protected, and you will consistently fight for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody celebrate God this morning. Listen, follow this, my sister over here. She wants to talk to you for a few minutes, and then you're back in the service. Somebody shout, but God. Somebody who believes this, shout, but God. Somebody who believes that their life is changing, shout, but God. I thought I would hear louder, but God. Say, but God.